You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
Right, good evening, 7 p.m. service. We're down to the fourth or last installment of our series called All That Matters. And we've been having this series over the past couple of weeks. And if you're new here, the goal of this series is basically for us to have a clear understanding of what Jesus taught about money. What does the Bible have to say about how we handle our finances? And if ever you ask yourself, kano man kailangan ta mag-talk about it, that is because the Bible has a lot to say about it. There are so many verses that talks about money. Jesus has a lot of parables that talks a lot about money. Because money is not just an economic matter. It is also a spiritual matter. We cannot separate how we handle our finances with our spiritual life. They all come in together. Now, just a quick recap of what we've discussed over the past couple of weeks. On the first week, we talked about Jesus on heavenly treasures. On the second week naman, we talked about Jesus on tithing. We came to understand what tithing is and why it's important for us to tithe. And again, unsa ang tithing daw? Tithing is giving the tenth, the first tenth of our income back to God. That's a quick reminder for everyone. We're giving back what belongs to God. On the third week, we talked about sacrificial giving naman. Giving in spite of having it that cost us much. The willingness to give, even if it's difficult to give. In spite of any circumstance. Sacrificial giving. Now for this fourth week, as we close this series, we're going to talk about Jesus on generosity. When it comes to generosity or blessings and all that, we all love receiving gifts. Am I right? Diba? Especially nga hapit na Christmas, so you're expecting or anticipating many gifts at Christmas. You're looking forward to that. Diba? We all love receiving gifts. In fact, Proverbs 19 verse 6 has this good observation about people that many seek the favor of a generous man and everyone is a friend to a man who gives gifts. We love to be friends with people who are generous, who are kind. Diba, makalipay kayo if someone, you know, walks up to you, a friend tells you, bro, kaunta, hali, ako bahala, libre. Diba, how many of you like that? There's no food like free food. We love those moments. But here's the thing. What about the other way around? What about us being the generous people? We love the receiving end, but what about the giving end naman? Do we love to give? There's this story about a guy who one day got this brand new car from his brother. Anyone here, you want to have a brand new car one day? Some of you are believing for that. Now, this guy had this brand new car from his brother. So, siyempre, lipay kayo siya. Then one day, this guy was washing his car, preparing it, and all that. Then one day, a little boy walks up by the road and looks at him and he asks, Mister, sir, is that a brand new car? And the guy says, yeah, it's a brand new car. My brother gave it to me as a gift. And so the boy was shocked, surprised, parang, sir, grabe. You mean it cost you nothing? It's totally free? Yeah, it's a gift. It's totally free. My brother gave it to me. And the boy was like, grabe, sir, I wish. And then napastop ang boy kajot. Tingin siya, I wish, I wish. And the guy was like, I know what you're thinking. How you wish you had a brother like that, no? Kusog kayo mo hatago gift, kusog kayo mang libre. And the boy said, no, sir, how I wish I was like your brother. How I wish I was that generous, that giving of a person. And true enough, how many of us would want to be like that brother? We want to be generous and giving people. A lot of times, we want to be at the receiving end, but what about the giving end naman? That is why we're having this installment, for us to be reminded and hopefully encouraged to live a lifestyle of generosity. All right, so if you have your Bibles with you, kindly turn them to Acts chapter 20, verses 32 to 35. So in verse 32, it says there, and now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things, I have shown you that by working hard this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Just a quick context and background for all of us of the verses we were reading a while ago. So Acts chapter 20, first and foremost, the book of Acts was written by Luke, one of the gospel writers. And Luke traveled extensively with Paul. And what we read a while ago was basically Paul giving his final words to the elders or leaders of the church in Ephesus. Parang last words na niya. Because after this, they would not meet each other again. Last time ni Paul maka-speak with the elders. So he was saying a lot of instructions to the people. And on the verses we just read a while ago, in verse 32, this talks about helping out or living a lifestyle of generosity. In verse 32, it starts there, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Paul says that to those who are sanctified, to those who are set apart, to the believers, the followers of Jesus, those who are part of the church, there is an inheritance for them. When we say inheritance, it comes from the Greek word kleronomian. Inheritance here means a valuable possession that has been received, something that has been passed on or given to someone. We all have this idea of what an inheritance is, pamana, from someone, a relative or someone close to us. And Paul says that to the believers, the church, they have an inheritance. Now, what is this inheritance that Paul is talking about? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 tells us of this inheritance. It says here, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. In other words, what Paul is trying to say in this book, sa Ephesus, is that our inheritance is every spiritual blessing. If you're a believer of Christ, you have been blessed with the full spiritual blessing. This is really important because the foundation of generosity is a revelation that we have received a rich inheritance from our generous, loving, and heavenly Father. The starting point of how to be generous, how to live a lifestyle of generosity, is to know that we are blessed. Starting point, you are blessed. Tell your sibling for a while, you are blessed. You are blessed. The Bible says we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. In other words, you could be in the middle of a storm in your life, a challenge, more specifically, even in the midst of financial lack. Even if you feel like wala kayo ma-withdraw sa ATM nimo at that moment or something, even if those moments happen to you, you are still blessed. Because a lot of times we equate wealth or possessions to being blessed. Parang it's the sole determining factor for us. If dakantang kwarta, I bless kita kanong adlawa. If nice well, though, Lord, thank you, I feel so blessed. Pero kung if wala tayong kwarta, dili ko bless, dili ta bless. But no, our wealth, our possessions is not the sole determining factor of how blessed we are. Yes, it is a blessing from God. By all means, let's thank God and believe God for those kinds of blessings. But it is not the sole determining factor. All right, we are a blessed people. Meaning, sa start pa lang, know, church, that you are already blessed. Some of us may think that I can't give because I am not blessed enough. I'll only give until I'm blessed to a point na nanaki millions. We've talked about this last week, about sacrificial giving. And on that week as well, we discussed na you don't have to wait until nanaki millions to give. Even with what you have right now, you can be a blessing. And guess what? The Bible says you are blessed. You are already blessed with the full spiritual blessing. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 in fact says, but God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God shows His love, His blessing for us through Christ's death on the cross. And by doing so, we receive all the spiritual blessings. These are just some of it. Justification, peace, pardon, adoption, sanctification, eternal life, righteousness, our salvation. Our salvation palang, church, is a huge spiritual blessing. Why? Because no money can buy your salvation. Here's the thing about your salvation. Even if may mong billionaire na ta, trillionaire, and we will be the richest man in the world, we cannot buy our salvation. We cannot buy our way into heaven. For us to have our salvation, that is a huge spiritual blessing that no one can take it away from you. That even in the midst of challenges, you are still blessed with that. Our righteousness, our sanctification, adoption, being given the right to become a son or a daughter of God. No amount of effort on our part can make us earn that right to become a son or daughter of God. It is given to us by God. That is a spiritual blessing. Peace, pardon, justification, to be made right with God. Those are spiritual blessings that money cannot buy. That no amount of money will ever reach to. That's how blessed we are, church. If you ever feel like one day I'm not a blessed person, you make up feeling nimo, dili ka love and blessed, be reminded of this. Christ died for us. And because of that, we are blessed. We can give generously because God has generously blessed us with every spiritual blessing. We can give because God has blessed us with so much already. It's a lie to think that I have nothing to give. I am not blessed by God. I have not been blessed with anything by God. No, we have been generously blessed with God. Spiritual blessings are comprehensive because it is covenant-based. It takes with it the fullness of grace in Christ. Now, I'm going to share three essential elements of real generosity. If we want to live generous lives, there are three things I want us to grasp and appreciate when it comes to generosity. Firstly, generous people are focused on eternal things. All right? Acts chapter 20, verse 33, going back to our main verse, says here, I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. Paul says, I coveted no one's gold, silver, and items. Now, coveted here means to set your heart upon what you think is valuable, to long for something, to crave for something. And Paul says he did not covet any other person's belongings, his gold, his silver, his items, meaning Paul did not indulge in these things. Paul was not materialistic. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't believe for any items. By all means, if you're believing for a new phone, new gadget, a need that you're believing for, by all means, it's okay to pray for those things. But there's a difference between believing items and things from God and making these things the idol in our lives. But there's a difference between believing for these things and loving these things more than God. Now, you see, givers are blessed because they are freed from the destructive sin of greed. Because they're setting their eyes on the eternal, not on what is temporal. If you remember, there's this story about Jesus and the young rich man. It's the first installment nato sa All That Matters series. It's about this young rich man who asked Jesus, Teacher, what must I do to be saved, to have salvation? He thinks he has to do something to get salvation. He tells Jesus, I've done the commandments. I've done these things. But what must I do to get saved? And Jesus, to make this young man realize that he needs a savior, that he is not as righteous and good as he thinks he is, tells him, go sell all your possessions and give your proceeds to the poor. Okay, so meaning, wala mabilin sa iyaha. And this young man walked away sad because he was wealthy. And there in that moment, it was made to realize to the young man that he loved this money more than God. He was a lover of his wealth. He loved his money more than God. And if we want to be generous, if we want to live generous lives, we ought to live a life opposite to that man. I'm not saying naman nga magkapapobrita. Poverty is not a symbol of blessedness. No, parang the more poor we are, the more blessed ta. No, dili siya ana. That's an extreme lie naman. But we should not live our lives with a love for money. May much like this young rich man who made his wealth or his possessions the center of his life. Colossians chapter 3 verse 2 says, set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Set your mind on the things above. Do not lay up for yourselves earthly treasures, but store or lay up for yourselves heavenly treasures. Care for what is eternal. Secondly, generous people are motivated to help. They love to bless and help out one another. In verse 34 of Acts chapter 20, you yourselves know that these hands, Paul said, he uses his life as an example. These hands, ingon si Paul, ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things, I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak. Paul reminds the elders, you know what? I've used my hands to help not just myself, but to those who were with me. And I'm reminding you that by working hard this way, we must help the weak, the needy, those who can't fend for themselves. We must help other people. A generous believer is always prepared to help those who are in need. And if you look at church history, you would come to understand that generosity was a character trait that was closely or well exemplified by many believers, by many of the church in ancient times. In fact, during their time, sa mga disciples, apostles, the early church, if you were generous, almost automatically people would associate and think that you were a Christian. If they see someone generous, they would think, ah, Christiano ni siya. Because the Christians were so radical in their lifestyle of generosity. They would help the widows, the poor, the orphans, the people na gina-outcast, those kinds of people that everyone else ignored, the Christians would help them. So every time someone would come across someone generous or helpful or caring, parang nakastigma na, ah, Christiano ni, kay take care ni. Generous thing a person. Let me share two examples in the Bible that talks about the generous lifestyle of the church. Firstly, when Peter preached to a multitude during Pentecost, 3,000 people were added to their number, became followers of Jesus instantly. 3,000. That's like 30 kabuk services. And of those 3,000, they devoted themselves to the apostle teaching. They gathered, they spent time together. And in verse 45 of Acts 2, it says here, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. Because they were so close together, they were one community, these believers would sell what they have, sometimes their own lands. And the proceeds naman, they would give it to those in need. They would distribute it evenly to those in need. They would help out one another. And take note, these were relatively new believers. These were the 3,000 people who became Christians, followers of Christ, relatively new. And as they followed the teachings of the apostles, as they did so, they lived a lifestyle of generosity. In other words, you don't have to wait ng feeling ni mo, unya na pagdugay na ako makrisyano. Even if you're a one-week-old believer, one-day-old believer, as a follower of Jesus, you feel like bago pa ka, you can live a lifestyle of generosity as early as that. Much like these believers. Another example, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 5. This is Paul talking to the Corinthian church and telling them about this good example, this testimony, that there's this church in an area called Macedonia which was living a radical lifestyle of generosity because Paul was asking for financial help to help out another church. But the Corinthians were not giving. They were being stingy. They were not generous. And Paul was sharing to them that there's this other church na grabe sila ka generous. Says here, we want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, test na, affliction pa, severe na, severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. Can you imagine that? Severe test of affliction. Because of that, and experience like poverty, that welled up and produced generosity. And you might think, parang diliyata mo equate, na parang poverty produces generosity. How can that be? Amin na kung poverty, parang wala yung mabilin sa mo ha. Well, even with the little that they've had, these churches in Macedonia, says here, joy, they were abundant in joy, and they were abundant in generosity. They did not let their current circumstance dictate their giving. Even if materially, economic-wise, financial-wise, wala nagawa sila kayo, they were poor, experiencing poverty, they had the joy and the willingness to give. They were still generous. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means of their own accord. Can you imagine that? They gave according to their means. If i-budget nimo, i-proportional nimo sa piling na bilin sila, ha? They gave. But some of them even still gave beyond their means. Of their own accord, meaning they were not forced. It was not like Paul was like, "Uy, mga Macedonians, panghatag mo, give, para ni Lord." No, they wanted to give. Begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of saints. Can you imagine this? These churches experiencing poverty were begging Paul, "Papilami, take our gifts. Let us be generous. Let us give to you." These people who seem to have nothing left was begging Paul to let them take part of the opportunity to be a blessing to others. Verse 5, and this, not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then by the will of God to us. Says here, Paul did not expect it. Shock siguro si Paul. Siguro if I were Paul, parang, ma'am, sir, okay na siguro. Ay, ra, katulang mga Corinthians akong pa atagon. But these people wanted to give. They did not let their present circumstance affect their giving. If we want to be a blessing and if we want to be generous, we can be generous. Just like these Macedonian people. A generous believer does not only see the reason behind giving, but he freely gives because he is moved by God to joyfully give. A generous person will have the joy, that willingness to be used by God and to give and to be a blessing to other people. Generosity is a practical demonstration of God's love. Here's the thing about generosity. One important thing is that it's a practical way to show people for other people to experience firsthand, the love of God in their lives. It's a tangible way for people to know that, hey, God loves me. There's a God that cares for me. When you give something to someone, maybe as simple as a meal, an item ba, or something that a person needs, it's like letting ourselves become God's hands and feet to be a blessing to the people around us. It's a practical demonstration of God's love to other people. Thirdly, generous people are blessed by giving. So yes, when we give, we bless others. But here's the thing, even the act of giving, we are actually blessed by that as well. In short, walang nawala sa ato ha. Acts 20 verse 35 says, in that last part, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Paul says, remember the words of the Lord Jesus. In other words, Jesus said these words, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now the Greek words for this, give means didomi in Greek, and receive means lambano, which means to take hold of. Now just to qualify this statement, I'm not saying that dilita mo dapat ang gift. This Christmas, dilita mo dapat gift. Ay, ayro ko tangi gift. Kaya it's more blessed to give. I'm not saying, it's your birthday. Ay, ayro ko tangi gift. Hindi ako makadawat ng gifts. Kaya it's more blessed to give. Dilita magdawat ng gifts. No. By all means, if someone wants to give you something, wants to bless you, it's okay to take that. But the context of this is basically people who have something to give, but they pass up the chance to give. It's not talking about those who are in need, those who are poor, those who are in need of help or need of blessing. It talks about people who can give but chose not to. And Paul says, remember the words of Jesus, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Some translations say, it's more blessed to give than to amass wealth for yourself. It's more blessed to give than to lay up earthly treasures for yourself. In fact, Luke 6:38, our verse for tithes and offering a while ago, reminds us, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I like the three descriptions mentioned here, that when we give, there is a kind of blessing that is described in three amazing words. Firstly, it's a good measure that's pressed down. Anyone here, you love eating rice? I don't know about you, but sometimes, pag mupalit ko rice sa karinderia or mapa-extra rice ko, sometimes, ginalantaw na ako mga tig-serve kung ginaunsa nila pag-pack ang rice, pagbutang ang rice sa cup. Akong ginalantaw. Kung ginapress nila maayo, malipay ko kay, uy, dagang rice gibutang. Pero kung gaan-gaan, light ra ang pagka-press sa cup, na pag-form sa cup's rice, meaning, ay, gamay rice na. Point is, when you says press down, it means there's a lot that's being packed. Much like kanang rice na ginagipack maayo o cup na daga kang makuha. Now, this verse says, this good measure of a blessing is pressed down. It talks about something that it is a lot. Second part, it says it's shaken together. When you pour in something to a container, nagtakos kag something, whatever, itakos din. But sometimes you shake it just to make sure nasulod siya, daga nasulod. The same thing with this. It is shaken together and it is running over. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, overflowing pa dyan siya. Meaning, this is a huge kind of blessing. Will be poured into your lap, for with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Give and it will be given to you. Give and you will be blessed with a kind of blessing that is beyond what you can comprehend. Sometimes you think, if I give, I will lose something. And yes, I've had those moments when I'm like, Lord, sure, kaya tag na ako niya. I don't want to give, Lord. Makuhaan ko. But then I will be reminded. Now yes, we agree that we ought to give. And when we give, when we choose to give, actually, God rewards. God blesses those who chose to give. And it's much more than what we think we've lost. It's a greater blessing. It says here, for with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. You know what this means? Generosity in giving, both of material goods and as well as love, compassion, forgiveness of others, will result in return generosity. It will come back to you. Those who will give easily will find goodness coming back to them, and those who are stingy naman and reluctant givers will receive in the same way. The same measure you use to people will be measured to you. You sow little, you reap little. You sow a lot, you will reap a lot. It's as simple as that. In other words, it is more blessed to give than to receive. There is blessing when we give, church. couple of things before I'm about to end. I'm going to show this quick story about this couple from South Korea. These are the Changs, Doo-won Chang, that's the husband, and Jing-suk Chang. This is a South Korean couple, but they migrated to the U.S. and they started out simple life lang. The husband used to work as a janitor, as part of a coffee shop. And then one day, they started this business. And true enough, through God's grace and through a lifestyle of generosity as well, their business grew. And now they have multiple outlets of their business. And you know what their business is? It's Forever 21. You see, the Changs were both Christian believers who have been so generous to churches and faith-based organizations. And si Doo-won Chang, the husband, even does or performs missionary work. He does things for the kingdom of God. I mean, this couple lived a lifestyle of generosity. And as they did so, God richly blessed them and increased their business in a way that they could never do it on their own. In other words, there is greater blessing in giving than in receiving. As I end this series, church, about all that matters, I just want to remind us that may we be a people that is willing to give, not a lover of money, knowing that there is greater blessing in giving than in receiving. And maybe be reminded of that, because at the end of the day, we are recipients first and foremost of the greatest blessing that no one else can ever outdo, and that is our salvation. We are blessed, and therefore we can be a blessing to others.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.